Hello and welcome to Talking Baseball. I'm your host, Justin, and I'm joined by co-host Isabella Chen.
Hi.
We'll be talking about Freddie Freeman's new team, the free agent market, and we'll be joined by a guest speaker for a team analysis. Stay tuned for more. Hello, everybody. I'm Justin.
And I'm Isabella.
So now we're going to start talking about Freddie Freeman. We'll also be adding in a few notes about Albert Pujols, Adam Wainwright, and Yadier Molina. We can safely call them the old trio of St. Louis.
Yep.
Well, okay, let's talk about Freddie Freeman first. Freddie Freeman's been off to a great start. Two home runs for the Dodgers, both against his former team. And the interesting part is that they're both on the same pitch speed. They pitched 97 miles per hour, and he hit it. What do you think about him, Isabel?
I think that he's really good. I mean, super. He's got a lot of home runs this season, and I think he'll get more.
Good point, Isabella. Freddie Freeman does have a record of hitting more than 30 home runs per season. Well, as we can see now, his average is hitting .333. He has 7 runs batted in and has 9.921 on base plus slugging. That's pretty good stats, don't you agree?
Yep.
It's very high.
Well, Freddie Freeman's primarily playing first base for the Dodgers and has made a lot of stunning the defensive plays. Right now, we'll be moving on to Albert Pujols. Albert Pujols has recently signed with the St. Louis Cardinals. He was with the Angels and the Dodgers before, and now he's back at his old team, the Cardinals. Isabella here next to me is a Cardinals fan, so she'll talk about Adam Wainwright, Molina, and Pujols.
Adam Wainwright has a very good spin rate, like one of the top spin rate on the ball when he was younger. And now he's still a very good pitcher. And Yadier Molina is one of the best catchers of all time. And he's playing on the Cardinals and he never changed a team. He's very loyal. And at last, Albert Pujols. He is a very good batter who had a lot of home runs. And now he's returning to the St. Louis Cardinals, which is nice.
Well, it is very nice to be a Cardinals fan now, but you'll think it's good to be a Dodgers fan now. The Dodgers have a record of 9 wins and 3 losses, making it one of the best in the whole MLB. The Dodgers also have a star-studded team with stars like Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, Trey Turner, and with lots of players that are bouncing back from a bad season last year, like Cody Bellinger, who is already hitting 280 with at least 2 home runs and is looking to be one of the best Dodger players this year. But it's also important to keep in mind that the Cardinals do have a good record. Well, let's just say a lot of teams have good records, except, well, the Diamondbacks. Haha. Well, the second thing you have to talk about is the Blue Jays. They've been getting better this year. Well, everybody thinks they'll be reaching the playoffs this year. Well, Blue Jays fans certainly hope so. Well, as a Dodger fan, sure, it will bring more competition, but of course we don't want to see Vladdy Jr. just messing up the whole thing. You get what I mean? And then, like, they do have a good team, but I think the thing that makes them not as good is their pitching. Like, I've watched Jordan Romano. Like, he's decent, but, like, I just saw him nearly blow a 3-0 lead yesterday, so I'm not really that confident about Romano actually being the primary closer. So the bullpen's a problem for the Blue Jays. And the second problem is that sometimes, like, that happens to everyone, but I think it happens to the Blue Jays the most, is that their offense really goes down in a slump sometimes. Like, sometimes, like, Vladdy Jr., he's doing really well, right? And then suddenly, he just goes boom, and then he implodes, and then so goes half of the team's offense with him. Like, it's... I think the Blue Jays have to work on their own independence. Like, they can't be just relying on Vladimir Guerrero Jr. to do all the offense for them and just bat, like, you know, bat like the Diamondbacks do.
Well, I think the Toronto Blue Jays is a team who's quite good. But, as Justin said before, they have a lot of things to improve on, especially their independence.
Well, thank you, Isabella, and, well, we'll be back after the break with the news about the free agency. Well, stay tuned for more. Welcome back, everyone. It's me, Justin, your host, and your co-host, Isabella Chen.
Hi again.
Right, so now we'll be talking about the transactions of the offseason. It's been a crazy offseason. Crazy trades, free agents leaving their teams, and of course that damn stupid lockout. Alright, so let's go on with it. First one is shortstop Corey Seager, who was one of my personal favorites, went from the Dodgers to the Rangers for 10 years, and his wage will be $325 million United States dollars. That's a lot. The second one is Chris Bryant, who was from the San Francisco Giants, a first baseman. He has signed with the Rockies for 7 years, $182 million. That is also a lot, and I think the Rockies are really getting a lot out of this trade. Right, now the third one will be Marcus Semien, one of my personal favorites. Will go from the Blue Jays to the Rangers for 7 years, $175 million. That's not as much as Corey Seager, who got 10 years, $325, but it's still a pretty decent amount. And the fourth one will be Freddie Freeman, going from the Braves to the Dodgers for 6 years and $162,000. No, million. $162 million.
Wow, that's seriously a lot. So much that you couldn't even, like, you even said it wrong.
Thank you, Isabella. As our snarky co-host has said, I am a bit grammatically, incorrect now. Oh well, it's fine to be fair. Like, grammatically incorrect, who cares actually? Right, and now another one is Max Scherzer, who went from the Dodgers to the Mets for 3 years, $130,000. This offseason has been one crazy one, really. And of course, you got Seiya Suzuki going to the Cubs, Carlos Correa from the Astros to the Twins, Gausman from the Giants to the Blue Jays, and so many others. What do you think about this trade window, Isabella?
I think people got a lot of decent players this time, but they also spent a lot of money. And now the market, like, has been chaotic, but I think it's starting to get better. And Well, they got good trades, but spent a lot of money. That's the whole point.
Oh, yes, it is the whole point of teams in the MLB. Money, good players, and if they actually perform well, what else could you ask for? It's literally the only thing you want. But it is a pretty good price. Pay more money, but you get good players. Like, what's not to like about it?
Well, you're right, Justin.
Thank you, Isabella. I do think I am right. Ha ha.
Ha.
Well, that pretty much sums up our free agent topic, and we'll be moving on to the team analysis with the guest speaker in the next segment. Stay tuned to find out more. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Talking Baseball. It's your host, Justin. Next to me is Isabella Chen.
Hi.
And we have a guest speaker, Brandon Lavashier. How are you, Brandon?
I'm doing fabulous. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Just do team analysis.
So we're now going to do a team analysis part.
Okay.
All right, so what do you think about the new rules by the MLB, let's say the DH rule?
Okay, as I've said before, I'm more of a purist when it comes to the game of baseball, so I like the old rules, and I'm definitely not a fan of the DH. I think that should only be implemented in the American League, not the National League.
I see, but why do you think the American League? It's not like the American League is totally bad pitching hitters.
You know, I think that this has put a strain on pitchers in the American League because they have to, you know, they have to face nine batters. We don't really consider a pitcher a batter so much. So this has actually helped National League pitchers have a lower ERA in the last, say, 130 years of baseball. Mm-hmm. And I'm a pitching fan. I pitched for 14 years, so I have a lot of respect for pitchers.
So you say you pitched for 14 years. Where did you, play? College?
I played in elementary school, in high school, and in college, yes.
That's nice. Well, for the team analysis part, what are you thinking about the Cardinals?
Okay, you know, every time I look at the predictions for this season, everybody has us winning 80 to 82 games. I think we've been disrespected by the professional analysis in the last 3 or 4 years, and I think that we've always proved them wrong. For example, we did make the playoffs last year. Although it was only a one-game playoff, we took one of the best teams in all of baseball 9 innings, and they beat
us. The Dodgers?
Of course. They beat us on a late-inning home run off of our fabulous closer, Alex Reyes. So having said that, I think that if we would have made the playoffs, if we wouldn't have had such a late-season surge, I think we could have went deep into the playoffs last year. And this year, I think we can do the same.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good thought for the Cardinals. Well, how about the Blue Jays? They're one of the more breakout teams this year, don't you think, Iz?
Yep.
That's some deep analysis. You know, the Blue Jays are one of those teams that even when they do have a good team on paper, they lack team chemistry. I don't know why. It's always been that way in Toronto. Like, once about every 12 or 13 years, they do have a breakout team. We'll see what happens. I mean, the American League East, rather, is a very, very tough division. And, I mean, when you have the Red Sox, the Yankees, it's tough to say. It really is. I think that they have a good young core in Toronto, and they probably do have a pretty good future ahead of them, but I don't look for them to be any better than maybe third place in the East this year.
Yeah, and both of us, we agree that the Toronto Blue Jays' bullpen isn't really the best because –
we've watched like Gausman pitching. He did well, and then Romano nearly threw it away with two runs in the ninth inning.
Yeah, what
do you think of their bullpen and their pitching staff?
You know, they definitely have a really good starting rotation. I think that their bullpen could probably use some help. And we can say this, if their bullpen doesn't perform in the first half, they can always trade for some help. I don't know. I think that to be a really successful MLB team, you have to have great mid relief, great late inning relief, and great closers. I'll have to revert to my team once again. The Cardinals bullpen has been stellar the last 2 years, and I think that's what's kept us in contention, to be completely honest. When your starters can only give you 4 or 5 innings, you have to rely on that bullpen. It's crucial.
Yeah.
It's critical.
Because if the starter doesn't do well, then you have to switch the bullpen in, and then the bullpen has to take control the whole game.
That's it.
Well, the last team will be like the Dodgers. What do you think about them?
The Dodgers are notorious spenders, and they always manage to buy a great team. I think that when we look at the talent level of all MLB teams, I think the Dodgers are always in the top three. I expect them to probably win the NL West, although they do have some good competition with the Padres. Actually, that whole division is pretty good this year. You know, probably with the exception of Arizona. Arizona's, I don't know.
They're not the best.
No, they underperform, we can say.
Yeah, like they have breakout stars, but they're not doing well as a team.
Exactly, exactly. So I would say that the Dodgers are a lot to make the playoffs this year. I can definitely say that. But this is the case every year, I think.
Well, one last question. What do you think about a proposed salary cap?
Oh, man. You know, I don't think it's going to matter, because even if they do have a real salary cap, most teams aren't going to be able to reach that cap anyway. You have about probably 6 or 7 teams that have spending power. And even if there is a cap, I think they'll still allow luxury tax, you know, if you go over that cap. And you have teams like the Yankees and the Dodgers, and they can, they have unlimited amounts of money to spend. So I don't think it's going to really affect those teams too much. They're always going to overspend every year. It's just sad that the small market and the mid-market teams don't have that buying power, because if they did, they could contend.
Yeah, they sure could, but the problem is, like, say the Oakland A's, they just sold their whole team, and then they're raising their ticket prices, and the fans are boycotting. It's literally a disaster.
They need to move. They really do. There's been so much talk about them moving or staying in Oakland. Oakland's not a good city for baseball. It's just not. Right across the bay, San Francisco, great city for baseball. Other side of the bay, Oakland, not so much. But it's sad, though, because Oakland has a really great history. They've won a lot of championships. I think they're 3rd or 4th overall in MLB history for World Series titles. So, and don't count them out, by the way. That's a team that doesn't spend much, and they can still find a way to win.
Yeah, but with them, like, giving away their whole team, Matt Chapman and Matt Olson for literally nothing. What do you think about that?
No problem.
We'll catch you guys in the next one. See ya.
Hey.